Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The living Word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. This is the great verse of the Incarnation, declaring to us that the Creator of all things, the eternal Word of God, actually became a man, being made flesh. Since this verse and the following verses unequivocally refer to Jesus Christ, there is no legitimate escape, though many have tried, from the great truth that the man called Jesus of Nazareth was the great God and Creator, as well as perfect man and redeeming Savior. Furthermore, he has assumed human flesh forever while still remaining fully God. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is not part man and part God, or sometimes man and sometimes God, but is now the God-man, fully and eternally true God and perfect man as God created and intended man to be. See also Philippians 2, 5-8 and 1 John 4, 2-3. When he first became man, he dwelt among us for a while. The word dwelt, however, is actually the Greek word for tabernacled, as in the tabernacle or tent prepared by Moses in the wilderness. The glory of God in Christ dwelled on earth for a time in a body prepared by God. We also beheld his glory, says his beloved disciple John. The Greek word for tabernacle, skene, is a cognate word to shakon, the Hebrew word for dwell, both being related to what has come to be known as the Shekinah glory cloud that filled the ancient tabernacle. Eventually, when the holy city descends out of heaven to the new earth, then the tabernacle of God will forever be with men, and he will dwell with them and be their God eternally. Thus, God's living Word is now and always our living Lord.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.